This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where was the most insane place you had fun with your partner? Were you able to have fun or did you get busted? 206-803-ROCK. Chris in Seattle, Marymore Park.
Yeah, morning again. Migs, I got my ticket to Pearl Jam tonight and it's still a better seat than yours.
So. Oh, let's find out. We're going to have to compare notes. Where's your ticket at?
It's in the pit.
Nice.
All right, you're probably a little bit closer than me. Dude, that's awesome, though. Congrats on getting a ticket.
Yes, and it was free. Even better.
Holy smokes.
Who, did you do Jeff Amen for the ticket? What's going on here? How'd you get it for free?
Well, I can't tell you who I got it from, but I can tell you that first time I went to the music bank, I was in ninth grade. So I met some pretty cool people when I was young.
Okay, nice. Yeah, some luminaries that went through that place, that's for sure. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. So to the story at hand, it was at Marymore Park, WOMAD. Remember that show, like, in 2000, 2001, and the girl I was with at the time was like, I mean, she flat out asked, like Sarah would, you know, you want to go do this? And I was like, well, yeah. And so we went behind main stage.
Behind the main stage. That's amazing.
Did anyone spot you?
No. And that was the thing. Everyone was so busy. It was just like one and done. And I was like, I can't believe this is happening, but that's one for the books. You know?
Was it at night or during the day?
It was during the day.
That's even more impressive.
I know. It's what you do when you're a dumb kid, you know, but whatever.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, I made out with a girl in a porta potty at a festival once.
Ew.
And looking back on it, like, that's someone in their 20s doing stupid things.
Oh, my God. I'm like, trying to spend the least amount of time in a festival porta potty.
Sometimes you just don't, you know, you got to still pass up on the opportunity. Why that was the spot, but, you know.
And make out. Like, you could just make
out.
Well,
there was hopes of more.
Oh, okay.
So we were kind of joking.
Banging on the door
and the porta potty.
Gotta get out.
We were kind of joking about you being Sarah and George's sexual chauffeur, but it sounds like Ricky on I-5 has had that experience.
I just had to drive the U-Haul. What's up, Ricky?
Morning. How y'all doing?
Excellent. Tell us about your story.
So this is probably about circa 2005, 2006. I was many, many months into my second deployment. And I had got tapped on the shoulder to run this logistics mission because I was a medic. So we ran this mission out to this big, like, base that all the logistics came into. So we were bombing around this big base, and we had this big high-back cargo Humvee. Two people were up in the front driving. We're just hanging out in the back, and this one chick was just looked over, and she was like, you know, it's been some months. She's like, you want to go? And so we just did our thing right there on top of these boxes in this cargo Humvee. It was a good time. A little hot, but we got it done.
Mission accomplished. I like this one person says, I'm one of the reasons why they stopped permitting two people into the old Bon Marché fitting rooms.
Oh, boy.
Forgot about the Bon.
That was a Danny story, right? Didn't you have a little dressing room activity, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Not the Bon Marché. That was before his time, though. It's now Macy's.
JCPenney's.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
Literally.
Our friend Mike the Beast, the great ukulele player that we have that joins us from time to time, he says him and the wife had fun on the big roller coaster at the Puyallup Fair, then on the big Ferris wheel.
Oh.
That sounds very dangerous.
Someone texted and said, an ex and I had fun on the Great Wheel in Seattle. That was pretty cool. And I agree. How are you able to accomplish that? I was going to say pull it off, but I don't think that's the right choice words in this conversation, personally.
See, now that would be the one that I would be worried about, cameras being in your little car with you.
Oh, on like a roller coaster or on the Great Wheel?
And the Great Wheel.
The one downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the pier?
Yeah. We did it in the Space Needle one time.
What?
That's right. I remember you telling us that.
Yeah, right when we first moved here, it was like...
That's why they constantly do renovations now. The damage that the two of them put on the Space Needle was ridiculous.
It's actually fair. Yeah. It was good, though. I mean, it was like, I couldn't believe that we actually made that happen, because you think that you get up there and it's like, oh, security's probably pretty... Not that that time it wasn't.
Was that her idea or your idea?
Ooh.
And don't give me that it was both of our ideas. Crap.
Yeah. I mean... I honestly think that I probably initiated it, and then she was just like, yeah, let's go. There's been many times where I'm just like, I'm thinking about the public sex, and I'll just mention it. She's like, yeah, why not?
Steve Miggs, what about you?
Not very often, honestly. But with my wife and I, one time, we tried in a parking lot at a Safeway.
Oh, nice. Was it at night?
Yes, it was. And it was so terrifying, though, because it wasn't...
Not the classy Safeway.
Well, it wasn't super late at night where it wasn't busy. People are still getting their shopping done. And we're both of us finally are just at a point where we're like, this is not a good idea. We need to find a different location. Like, this Safeway is not where we want to be. Yeah. So that was one I could think of.
That's often. So romantic.
Well, any of these stories, none of them are going to be romantic.
No.
Unless you did it at like a flower shop.
Well.
Even then, not romantic.
I don't think so.
Someone said, do you guys remember the club, the Vogue? I do remember. I don't think, Danny, you were around back in those days. On First Avenue, it was kind of like a gothy type of a club, if I remember correctly. They said they had a fetish theme night once a month. My girlfriend and I at the time, we had fun in the crowded club, and only one person realized what was going on.
Whoa. That's adventurous.
I always wonder if I'm ever going to walk like not in on someone, but like at a concert, I wonder how many people are doing it while there's like a big crowd. And having fun while they're in the big crowd.
It probably happens more often than we realize.
Right. Like, how would you handle that if you bumped into that person?
Ooh. I would try not to bump into that person.
Giving him a high five. Like, you're killing it. Good job. Get out of the pit, though. It's dangerous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.